Every spring, the governor declares 1 week across the state of Michigan for folks to start thinking ahead and realize that we're transitioning out of winter, summertime is coming, and we get some pretty crazy weather during the summer season with thunderstorms, high winds, lightning, all those hazards. And we just want folks to be aware, know what to do when weather warnings are issued, and make sure they're seeking a safe place when the bad weather's on the horizon.
What are some of the key tips or ideas with that?
The number one thing is being aware or know your surroundings and know if there's a if you're going camping or hiking on a weekend. Know if there's going to be the threat for significant weather, thunderstorms. And if so, make sure they have a way to receive weather warning information. That's probably the biggest thing is just simple self-awareness and knowing there's a threat.
We've talked with you for several years, several of these weeks coming through for many years. And we've started way back when with conversations about a NOAA weather radio. Obviously, technology has changed in those years that we've talked with you. What are some of the latest bits of technology, maybe apps and things that people can get to stay aware?
Well, there's a gazillion third-party apps out there that you can just go in and based off the location of where your phone is, they'll tell you essentially you're within one of the weather warning areas that we've drawn, so you know you should seek shelter. Obviously, there is still weather radio. People can access our website, weather.gov, and get information that way. And just listening to regular commercial radio, because anytime those weather warnings are issued, they're sent out for everybody to hear them.
And those are automated systems now that hit networks across places like the Upper Peninsula that do have some rural locations. Like you said, going camping in the UP, the cell phones don't always work. In fact, that's part of the charm of going out and going camping. So these weather radios and things are still available for people to order and pick up.
Absolutely, and they're still a valuable resource for folks up here in the UP because of what you just said. The rural nature, the people out there hiking, camping, fishing, things like that beyond the cell phone range. Now, a lot of the state parks nowadays and campgrounds, you actually do have Wi-Fi available.
Sure,
so
sure.
At least your phone will still activate if you're in a warning area. But those are all simple things that folks can take along with them and actually just stay in touch, and then they'll know if bad weather's on the way.
You're talking about awareness and Severe Weather Awareness Week, and one of the key factors also you're talking about is being prepared. Are you talking about things like sort of an emergency plan, like if there's a tornado or something, where to go, what to do with your family, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, and knowing where the best place to go inside your house is one of the big things we're trying to get the point across this week. Obviously, the threat of big tornadoes in the UP is relatively low. We face our biggest threats from straight line winds with thunderstorms, but the winds could be up to 100 miles per hour that are going to do damage that are tornado-like.
We've seen that here.
Yeah, last year, April 10th, the storm that went through Republic into Ishpeming had near 100 mile an hour winds. So those are the times when obviously we want folks to be inside, away from windows. And anytime a weather warning is issued, we expect folks to take those precautions.
So as we're talking about Severe Weather Awareness Week, what's the message you want to leave with folks?
Basically, the most important thing is being aware of their surroundings. Know how have a way to access weather information, weather warning information. And then when weather warnings are actually issued, they just put their plan into place. And then hopefully we can avoid folks from being injured or, you know, even worse.